It's the last week of the Winter Olympics, and one controversy that refuses to go away concerns the fate of Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai. Last year, Peng made sexual assault allegations against a former Chinese party leader, and then she went missing for weeks. Since then, Peng has reappeared and in highly controlled interviews seems to have walked back her original claim. But the Chinese Communist Party's carefully managed response to Peng's allegations has to be viewed through the lens of China's growing feminist movement. That's according to Leda Hong Fincher. She's the author of Betraying Big Brother, The Feminist Awakening in China. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
You wrote last year that the Chinese government's response to Peng Shuai's allegations backfired spectacularly. What did you mean?
So Peng Shuai made this very lengthy accusation on Weibo, which is China's equivalent of Twitter, on November 2nd, posting that she had been sexually assaulted by China's former vice premier, Zhang Gaoli. And then her post was deleted within half an hour. So all this time, there's been a complete media blackout about what Peng Shuai posted and even about topics related to her, like tennis ball or Zhang Gaoli, the name of the man whom she accuses of sexually assaulting her. So inside China, there's a media blackout on this issue. But outside China, there's been an incredibly elaborate propaganda campaign trying to prove to international audiences that Peng Shuai is actually completely fine. And so it involves these very bizarre public appearances where she's signing the tennis balls for children in China, or she's done some very carefully orchestrated interviews as well. But the thing is that, I mean, outside China, almost nobody believes the appearances, except that now the IOC is kind of carefully collaborating with the Chinese government as well, which is also very disturbing.
You also mentioned that even within China, her allegations have reinvigorated or maybe strengthened the feminist movement there. Can you tell us a little bit about the feminist movement in China?
Sure. So what I would say is, because of the media blackout, a lot of people, I mean, most Chinese people are not aware of the details of Peng Shuai's allegation. But this movement, the feminist movement, has a pretty large community of activists. And I know that the activists are really galvanized and infuriated by what has happened with Peng Shuai. So the whole consequences of this propaganda campaign to kind of cover up Peng Shuai's sexual assault allegation is reminiscent of what happened in 2015, when the Chinese government jailed five feminist activists who were trying to celebrate International Women's Day by handing out stickers about sexual harassment on public transportation. So that moment in March of 2015 was a huge turning point for women's rights and for feminist activism, because up until then, the Chinese government had been very tolerant of feminist activities. And then since then, there's been an enormous crackdown on all kinds of feminist activism, including just a very broad and aggressive censorship of feminist discussions online on social media in China. But what is really extraordinary about this movement is that in spite of the brutality of the crackdown, that the movement is still adapting, and rather than being wiped out, it's actually grown in momentum in the years since 2015.
Is this the lens through which we can view the interviews that Peng Shuai has been doing, like the one for L'Equipe, in which she seems to say she was not sexually assaulted or coerced into having sex?
So China has, well, I would say communist China has a long history of just forcing political prisoners and detainees to give supposed confessions that are televised. I mean, I would just kind of draw a parallel as well with the five feminists who were jailed for a while in 2015. They were released after 37 days, but they were actually traumatized even more after their formal release from detention in many different ways. And so I think looking at what Peng Shuai has said, you have to take into consideration this long history of extreme coercion in China and forcing would-be troublemakers to say things that are favorable to the Chinese government. And I think that is certainly what is happening with Peng Shuai, and that is very worrying.
Leda Hong Fincher is the author of Betraying Big Brother, The Feminist Awakening in China. Leda, thank you.
Thank you for having me.